May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, love of the Father, be with us now and always. Continuing these services, I shall read the Word of God for study from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. And also verse 8 through 15. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And when he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, "What do these feeble Jews, will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?" Now, Tobiah, the Ammonite, was by him, and he said, "Even that which they built, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O my God, for we are despised, and turn our reproach on our own head, and give them for prey, and conspired all of them together, and gathered to come and fight against Jerusalem and hinder it. And nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God, and set a watch against them day and night. And Judea said, the strength of the bearers and burdens decayed, and there is much rubbish, and we are not able to build a wall. And advisory said, they shall not know, neither shall they see, till we come in the midst among them, and slay them, and cease to work the siege. And when it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, and they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore set I a lower places behind the wall, and higher places, and I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said upon the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard it was known unto us, and God hath brought their counsel to naught, that we return all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. Amen. In the beginning, dear brothers and sisters, I would like to ask that can I believe my own doubts and sins forgiven? I wish to believe this comforting gospel, which is a power unto all of us, and also unto us servants of the Word. For we are not saved through preaching, but only by faith. And this is always fearful, as we heard, even though we are remembered and carried through prayer. But we fear that we would not damage the Word of God or corrupt the Word of God, God's Word. That the voice of the horn would be clear and right. This text that we read from Nehemiah brings us far back into history. Five, 600 years before the birth of Christ. As there are many young people here at these services, and even here in the tent, there are many of you, even though there is room. And when you walk around the field, there are many children and young. That you, who might not believing, who has never been at summer services, come visit. You will see tens of thousands of young people, of children and young, gathered here where we read the Bible. And it is explained. You boys, you like to be active. And when I was coming here, I listened to service radio, where in one family, that made the children built forts. And boys like to climb. Do not climb here. At least in dangerous places. Some of you have perhaps already climbed walls as a hobby. Or perhaps you have climbed upon old forts, rock made out of rock. In Kajaani, we have old castles. And there are only the foundations left, ruins. And we used to climb those all the time. And this text brings us onto such a ruin where Nehemiah, where Prophet Nehemiah spoke or stood and looked from the fort or castle. A few months ago, we had an evening for the men. I spoke from the same topic. And I found a wall hanging or a picture of a castle, and on top of the castle, a picture of a castle at the RY in Kajaani. And the picture showed Nehemiah. The picture showed Nehemiah standing on the ruins or in the castle. Why did he go up and stand on the wall? This we will take a look at now. That what does such this portion of a Bible from many hundreds of years before Christ, what does it have to tell us today? What new does it wish to bring us today, this text? This brings us back. This goes back into the area of Iraq. to Babylonia, the kingdom of Babylonia, and also the city of Babylonia. It was known. It was as a double river land, for two rivers flowed through. There, Nehemiah was part of the king's inner circle. And he was like, he was a guard for the king. He had to make sure no one would try poison the king. And it was a very big responsibility. We remember that God chose that the children of Israel are the promised nation of God. That this nation, and from their midst, shall arise a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Even the roots of Jesus go back to the children of Israel. And if we think of this for a minute, Abraham was also was from the same area in Iraq where Nehemiah was working. And Abraham left being obedient to God. He left towards the promised land. And Abraham took off. Isaac was born from Abraham, who we remember at services. For many times he has been spoken about. And his boy was called Jacob. And after Jacob came 12 sons. And this tribes of Israel were led, guided by God. And they were guided into Egypt. And then through the guidance of Moses, traveling through the wilderness, they were led back to the promised land. And when this nation came back to the promised land, God promised that if you only serve this one and only Heavenly Father, our God, you can remain at peace and be together. But if you begin to serve other gods, that God, through his prophets, revealed that the destiny of the nation shall be different. And it so happened that the nation was destroyed and scattered. There was a northern tribe of Israel and a southern tribe of Judah. From Jacob, everyone else except Judah and Benjamin, the capital city of Judah was Jerusalem. And God's word explains how the Assyrians took over this tribe of Israel and scattered them. But the nation of Judah were able to stay for a while until the Babylonians came. That Babel, the king, they came and took over Judea and brought them into slavery, into Babel. And from there, we remember how there by the rivers of Babel, these who were in slavery, the nation of Judea, and also believers, they were homesick for Jerusalem, back to Jerusalem, where the Temple of Solomon was, where they had church at the Temple of Solomon, and they were longing for home. We remember those we sat and cried when we remembered Zion. We put our instruments into the reeds and we were asked to sing. We who were prisoners, that we would sing, songs of Zion that yearn for our homeland. It is sad for a child of God, even today, as we have heard how not everybody is able to come to summer services. And many yearn to be here. Maybe they are sick, or maybe financial burdens. They may not be able to come. They yearn to be at this gathering, for they would wish to see other children of God, to sing songs of Zion, and to be built together. Even though our message goes all over, and this is comforting, but I know the desire of the heart would be to gather together here as one and see travel friends. But God will not forget you there. He sees you where you are, where you are, your own place of watching. He wishes to remember. And this word, as it is heard here through the head loudspeakers around the area, it is also heard there. And even there, you can believe and embolden yourself to believe, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. The desire of the heart, we have that desire of the heart to be gathered together. When I think of you boys and girls, many of you are on your way here. Make such a promise that at these services that you quieten yourselves, you come in a big tent, that you would come and listen to one sermon per day, and listen to that sermon, even though I know that you listen there when you're playing. But it is also good to remember that we would sit and quieten ourselves before the Word of God, as it is spoken at these services, that faith cometh by hearing, and through the Word of God, how important it is that we go to services, not only services, summer services, but normal services. So it would not happen as it has happened to many. who have, when services have been left, the hunger is no longer there, and one does not want to come to hear God's word. Here in our text, when Nehemiah was in Babel, a message was brought onto him that Jerusalem, from where they were, from where they left, was in ruins. And when there was a new governor in Babel, and they were able to return home, they were refugees for 70 years. That Nehemiah decided that I will leave to Jerusalem to build the ruins once again, and the city, and build the walls. And he received permission from the king and was able to, and received gifts from the king. When God leads the work of God's kingdom, he turns the minds of the governments, and Nehemiah left and went to Jerusalem and looked first how this wall around Jerusalem was in bad shape. And also from inside the city, buildings were burned. There was gravel and dirt. And Nehemiah went to spoke to the Jews, the nation of the Jews. Do we not start to build the walls once again so that we could serve God here in our precious city? And here we can see in Jerusalem of this. And is one of the main matters of this sermon. And the important and the most important proclamation at these services is that here upon earth there is a kingdom, where in a book of Revelations it is also written. In a book of Revelations it is written unto John, was shown. I seen how the new city, New Jerusalem, came down from heaven as a bride who was prepared for her bridegroom. And I heard a voice, look at the home of God here upon earth. I shall dwell with them, and they shall be my people, and God is with them. And this picture here, this New Jerusalem that has been sent down from the heavens, God has set here, where from God's kingdom is heard the voice of the gospel. It is a grace, kingdom of grace, that sinful person can believe their sins forgiven and be changed from the death into living. And this those who are traveling this road shall reach everlasting life in heaven. This is our most important matter to find here during this time, to find the Lord Jesus Christ and his dwelling, his kingdom. Of this kingdom, Jesus spoke a lot. And of this kingdom shall be spoken about at these services again and again. And someone may think that why speak so much? But it is not gone. It is not good to speak only a little. For the grace that from this kingdom is heard, the voice of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sins. And this kingdom is hidden from the world. And it is said unto Nicodemus that if one is not born again from heaven, he shall not see God's kingdom. This kingdom is seen, especially during these last times, it is seen very brightly, this Mount of Zion, where this voice is heard unto the unbelieving people, unto you, dear friend, who are listening here at services, that the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed your and my sins. And this work of redemption, we can believe by faith for our salvation. We can own this by faith. We preach this sermon of faith from God's kingdom. As Nehemiah spoke here, that do we not build a wall again? Was it in this way? Maybe this way. That there in Jerusalem, there was a flock of children of God where the enemy's soul was able to scatter and break the love between the children and that small congregation or kingdom that was there, and many gave up their faith. And now God led Nehemiah there to do the work of the gospel and to build and repair. In this way, this gospel travels here upon earth, and today it is here in Tornio. But a week, there are no more sermons or calling or songs of Zion heard from these loudspeakers. We stop here for a moment before this invitation of the gospel. Even the people of this area, that now is a time of grace, that God's kingdom has approached. Repent and believe the gospel. This invitation we are proclaiming here, that this gospel shall move forward. We do not know how long this gospel will be, this invitation will be heard here. God has given us a long time of visitation, but it is only known unto him how this gospel moves forward. It is said here that there are many, when they heard that the walls were being rebuilt, they banded together before the children of God who were building a wall, and they tried to destroy the wall. The enemy of soul also bands together with others to battle against God's kingdom. We are not against people, but against... But the enemy of soul battles against our flesh and blood. And in this war, we are many times distressed with ourselves. When we feel this battle of the enemy of soul, how our own mind and how our wish would be to go from the Mount of Zion and build these walls where Nehemiah was and go out in the world. You also, dear young, the enemy of soul is calling you into the world. You are there on the wall in your own place of watching, battling, and the enemy of the soul is calling you into the world. It tries to show you how much good there is, how easy it is there, and how much it has to offer. In the same way, at the time of Nehemiah, it says here that Nehemiah said, we prayed unto God and set guards day and night so that the enemy would not be able to approach. This matter of faith, we cannot take a holiday, summer vacation, night and day, just like here. We have to be watching day and night. They set guards that guarded night and day. And even personally, when we endeavor here, every moment, we cannot give up and think that maybe today I can do this or do that. For we do not know, is there a possibility to return if we give the enemy of the soul any loose ends? He would bring us very quickly. And we see in here how the tribe of Judah, that the people were becoming tired, the people who were carrying when they were fixing a wall. They carried dirt. This dirt was heavy. And we can say, we can feel this weight of the soil. We can feel our own flesh and blood. And these powers make us weary. And we begin to explain that it is heavy to carry, that we cannot finish our wall. Nehemiah began to preach sermons of hope, and even at these services, we wish to preach and believe, as Nehemiah said here, do not be fearful of the enemy, even though we should fear him, that sometimes it feels that he is so strong, that nevertheless God is more powerful and larger, bigger. And God battles with us. As it says here, God wars on our behalf. And here we can see when the enemies were able to hear that when the enemy heard of our plans, Nehemiah says, God made their plans empty. We are powering with the power of God in our life of faith. And God's Word, the power of God's Word, and we speak of the arsenal of God's Word. We may speak in other speeches when we battle against the enemy of soul. Here it says, they kept these weapons in their hands. They could not leave, let down their weapons so that the enemy would be victorious. And it all speaks here of the trumpet, that people were scattered around a wall, around the wall, different parts of the wall. There were trumpet players that if they see an enemy approaching, they would blow the trumpets, and people would gather together to form a defense. And so what it is today, this voice of God today is calling or inviting when it's time to battle. And this trumpet or this call of God's word, that now the enemy is attacking. And with the power of the word, we have a defense against the enemy based on God's word. Here it is, here it's explained. When you hear a trumpet, gather there. We could also think of this in this way, that dear brothers and sisters, let's gather before the word of God here at services, but also there where you live, and listen to what God has to explain, and let God war on our behalf, and we shall gather our work until morning or evening when the stars were lit. And you, brother and sister, who are there guarded in your own place of watching on this wall of Zion, no matter what your trials or temptations are, we encourage you to put away sin. Do not put away faith, but get rid of sin, burden, and sin that always attaches and makes our journey slow. And also here, they gave up. They carried away the soil so that it would be easier to serve God. And now we can believe at these services, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. We can believe unto peace, joy, and freedom. And one day, as we own this faith, we can reach the heavenly home. In Jesus' name, amen.